The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit, Winter Road II, coming to you live out of Alaska, and I'm sitting in for John today. He's off doing something. And Peter may be joining us, I'm not sure, Peter Neese out of California. And beautiful day in Alaska again, partly cloudy, but we're running a whopping 55 degrees up here, which is good, and a little over 17 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, so we're down from 19 and a half hours, so we're starting on the downturn side. There's a lot of things going on. God, it's just, it's really heating up. We've got some issues in Alaska, that are just, it's shocking, you know. We're challenging, I've got Dave Gladden's case, the people that have listened to my show on Sunday. I have a Sunday show from, let's see, it's 5 to 7, I think, Central Standard Time. But, we've got an issue up here with, Dave Gladden. He's out of Dillingham, Alaska. That's on the western coast of Alaska. And he has nothing to lose. He stood up in Dillingham to an ordinance that doesn't exist, but they went ahead and codified it anyway. And they charged 33 misdemeanors for not doing sales tax. They can't prove the ordinance exists, and it's not a strict repeal and reenactment. It's adopted according to Exhibit A. They admit it does not exist, but that doesn't slow these people down. They tried a misdemeanor, or the felony charge too, got that dismissed. 33 misdemeanors, that's sitting in the appellate court. They came and took $1 million piece of property and evicted him out, and as soon as he gets out, they say he abandoned the property. Now, isn't that just special? Why is that? So, one, there are a couple of things, ways to deal with these guys. And we're, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm 70 years old. And, Gladden's in. He's gonna hang in there till it's over, and so am I. Until they come haul me away or whack me. I'm putting everything that I know into this. One of the things, because in Alaska, and of course it's basically all over America, we don't own our land. It's all an illusion. In Alaska, they are so arrogant. They put it in this stupid, it's called the Constitution of the State of Alaska. It says the Constitution of Alaska, because I have the 1878 Constitution and charters of all the prior things prior to 1878. It should be the Constitution of Alaska, the land. Up, I hear the music. We'll be back in a minute. And we got a lot of other subjects here. Some amazing stuff going on in this country. Back in a minute. We must take America back.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, this is Ralph. I'm sitting in for John. And like I say, Peter Reese may be joining us later. Talking about, God, there's so many things going on. But I'm telling you what, we're going to crank this puppy up till something's going to give. In Gladden's case, the same thing was filed into Haim's case in Fairbanks. They have a case that's been going on, I don't know, like for 6 years, where the husband went to jail and they wouldn't give him his medication because it wasn't on their list. And they have a judge that will not bring it to trial. But he's not a judge. He is not a judge. He exercises no sovereignty of any of the several states. We don't have one public officer in all of Alaska. But getting back to this land issue, they are so arrogant. I just cannot believe. I used to think, and I don't know, how do you get all of these attorneys, and almost without exception, when I say all, most, let me qualify that. How do you get most attorneys and all, and most everybody that's in the quote government to support lies? I don't understand it. I really don't. I have puzzled on this one for years. There are 41 little words. They're in quotation marks to make a, quote, public officer of Alaska. And there's not one person from the governor, the legislature, the lieutenant governor. That's not anybody. The judges. The judges used to have two flavors of oath, from the lower to the higher. Now they're trying to consolidate them and join the wagons around, because we're starting to push. And I'm not going to just push. I'm going to take that. I am going to pound on it till it happens. I've been doing this for 20 years. And I finally got enough under my belt from getting my nose buddied enough that, I tell you what, I am not backing down. I am tired. I am having these despotic tyrants, reprobates, rule over our lives. They do not have a proper oath of office as a public officer. So they're ruling in Gladden's case and in Himes' case, is one. The one is the land. They put it right in the Constitution of the state of Alaska. It should be the Constitution of Alaska, the land, the law of the land, the country, the territory that became one of the several states. They put it right in there that we have an interest in government-owned land. They put it right out in the open. And 600,000 plus people, of which I don't know how many are adults, most of them don't do anything. They just sit there and do. What the heck is going on here? Is it the water? I don't know. Joe Vogler, head of the Independence Party, he was murdered, and he was on this land issue for mining claims. He was a smart old codger, lawyer. And they went and murdered him. Independence Party is still out there in Alaska, but it doesn't have a head. There's no leadership. It's all been discombobulated, going nowhere. But if we don't own our land, our property, there is no liberty. There is no freedom. It doesn't exist. If you do not have total control, except by which we agree to, by a limited delegation of power, by and through constitutions and the agreeing to have these statutes, we have nothing. It's all an illusion. Welcome to the Matrix, the people that saw the first Matrix. It's all a lie. Everything basically today, without exception, is a lie. There's been a complete coup d'etat. There is no constitutional republic. All the documents are there. The law is there. There are no federal judges. But I've seen every one of them has a Form 61. They're employees, not officers of the United States. The judges, what they call judges, the attorney generals, they all take the same, the IRS agents, they all fill out a Form 61 saying, we are merely employees. We're flunkies of a corporate status, of a corporate entity. That's evidence, hard evidence. You can get them if you don't want to go ask. They'll provide it. Anyway, in Alaska, Biden filed in Monday against Vanessa White out of Palmer. She's supposed to be a Superior Court judge. She don't even have a, she ain't even done the phony one. She's got an employee affidavit yet. I mean, this is how ludicrous it is. It's irrelevant to these people. You don't have a, quote, driver's license. You don't have proof of insurance. You don't have all your papers, except when you go to vote, because it inhibits dead people voting and illegal, so we can't do that. You don't have to have your papers, I guess, if you're an illegal in America, because Obama said, well, we can't do that. Arizona's tried to kick all those people back to Mexico. Not bad people. They're just here illegally. They're breaking the law. We can't do that. Out of Fairbanks case, two different parties that the Himes are involved with the Bureau of Prisons and a doctor. It's that they have an oath close is fine. It really doesn't make any difference. You haven't shown where it makes any difference at all. What's the deal? I don't see a problem. Do we have a civil commission? They're supposed to be appointed by the governor. There was a civil commission done back in about 1962. One of them they didn't purge, I found. That was ruled in Marbury versus Madison. The signature is the proof of the appointment. Where's the evidence that you've been appointed? There's no civil commission signed and sealed to validate the person that has that power of signature. And they're making light of this whole thing. These people are ruling our lives. And they don't have the proper paperwork. They've never entered an office. An office is something that we, the people, granted. A limited delegation of power so that we can have a social society, that hopefully with some rule of law. It's like if you're going to build a house, well, we're going to create a plumber, an electrician, and a carpenter, and these are the offices. The office is what are you going to do in our republic. And to enter that and do that job, you must have, at a minimum, you must have a certificate of election from the people. And once you have that, you must have an oath of office as a public officer. And these oaths of office in the Constitution are in quotation marks, and I am worth to believe that these people are so ignorant, so stupid, retarded. What is the word here? Criminally crooked. They can't get in Alaska 41 little words right? Now, the employee affidavits, which they all do to get paid, now they don't, can't get those for the, quote, judges. Because they're starting to see where this is headed, which I got all kinds of them. I went down and got them quite a few years ago for the existing judges then. They get the 41 little words absolutely correct, right down to the comma and the periods. But this other one, they can't get it. And these two parties in Fairbanks, which we're going to see what happens on this other one, Vanessa White, it doesn't make any difference. Well, let's just go get one out of a Cracker Jack box. Hey, a ballot is what they're doing. They have them to the Constitution of the United States of America, and then they have them to the Constitution of the United States, and these people in Fairbanks said, oh, well, that's the same thing. That is not the same thing. The Articles of Confederation created for the United States of America. It's in quotation marks. There is a Constitution of the United States. It doesn't say Constitution of the United States of America. The United States sits within the United States of America that has the several states and land ceded to it. What have they done to us in America? They defined in the code United States. Why would you need to define United States? They use it in what's called a geographical sense. Territorial geographical sense. They tell you that in the definitions. If you go look at the courts. Well, what does that mean? The same thing as a corporation. I had a corporation called Winter Telecom. It operated in the geographical sense with the outside boundaries. So the United States they want you to buy off into is the outside boundaries, which means there are no several states, there are no jurisdictional issues at all. There are no citizens of the several states. We have no inalienable rights. We're toast. In this fantasy world, they want us to be a, quote, 14th Amendment citizen, which goes back to 1866, they created a fiction called the Citizen of the United States. There is another Citizen of the United States that did exist only within... Oh, I hear the music. We'll be back in a minute.
We must take America.
Hey, me. meat eaters.
The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Back here and talking about, we're taking it to them. I'm telling you. Talking here about the public officers of Alaska, the lack thereof, and that we don't own our land. And there's a this quiet title action sitting over there. And it's finally got moving. But we gave notice. Also to the sit, there's a judge that's sitting there out of Dillingham, and she just made judge. She had said on the record she was a public officer, and she said she had a civil commission. Well, I've got it out of Alaska that there are no civil commissions under the signature of the out of the governor's office, or I mean out of the court system. They don't do civil commissions. We don't do them stinking. We don't need no signatures. The governor gets around and puts out an appointment letter, says, hey, thanks for accepting the appointment. I'm not kidding you. They used to didn't get around to even put letterheads or signatures, because now that I've started to pushing on this, these guys are trying to create the illusion of something. But they can't go there. That's the question. Why can't they go there? Because we have no constitutional republic. They can't do what it says in the quotation marks. So they're going to lie. And one lie right after another. And that, it's just amazing. These are different attorneys. And I've talked to several attorneys down the road. Now, something that we did quite a few years ago, because the courts have a different seal. We actually, a friend of mine actually went down into Anchorage, and we got the clerk of the court to get under to the safe under lock and key and remove a different seal, which I have a copy of. And we filed that into the court. We said, we want this seal, the authority of that constitutional court that was created in 1959. We want that sucker. I don't want your new trial court's third judicial district. I want the superior court, and I want third district. I don't know what they're going to do. Dave Gladden has nothing to lose. They've tried felony, got it dismissed. Misdemeanor setting up in the appellate court on what's called a Cooksey plea, which means he pled guilty because they refused to declare the law before the trial. Yeah, we put it in. Does the ordinance exist, yes or no? Is the law? Don't you have to have an ordinance or not? Oh, I've already ruled on that. They wait till the very last day. This is the game these guys play. Then they get around and pay off the IRS stuff, which we're going to talk about a little later, too, a lien. It's totally, there is no authority for the IRS. It's all an illusion. And there's a very important case going on back east right now. I found this particular thing that they're using way back in Harpo's case, and I had it on my homepage, justbelly.com, but that page is now down. I had forgot about it, and I way back then, I didn't have enough knowledge to know when I tripped over dynamite, and especially when I found something that was atomic. I was just learning these things. I was learning about substantive regs. I was doing all these different things. Harpo is the ones that about substantive regs. And the only ones that have force and effect of law in this administrative world. I didn't understand. I didn't know what I had. And it takes a while to, because it's not taught. It is not taught, I guarantee you. It's just absolutely astounding. And when you broach these guys in the feds, boy, they do, these senators, they do not want to go there. So anyway, getting back to this land issue, so that one is we're letting the judge sit there, but we put in the information so that she knows what's going on. As far as Vanessa White, we filed in with the Alaska Bar Association. You guys have got your little bar members here that are a bunch of damn crooks. They're in violation of your professional code that y'all use down there. They're a bunch of liars and thieves. What are you going to do about it? Then we sent a copy of all that down to Dave did. To the governor and said, hey, your duty is to prosecute these people. They're impersonating public officers. And you, by the way, are guilty of putting out these appointment letters. What y'all going to do? If we don't get anywhere there, why, then we'll try the FBI. If I don't go there, then we try a private attorney general. We'll sue them in court, take them on. I'm not backing down. The ball game's over. The line is in the sand. I have so much information, and I'm trying to get my home page up, a new one. I have a new email, ralph@alaskaminuteman.com, and so that people that are in the special list for 120 or the IRS package can go in there and put in their password and get access to all of this information, because if you're willing to put a little money out there and you want to learn, I want to give it to you. If you don't want to learn, go to H-E-double-L. It's just relevant. Get off your knees. Let's get up and fight. Let's take our country back. And I'm not going to sit on the sidelines. So anyway, the other case is going on because, I mean, I just can't believe it. I couldn't make this stuff up. They sell his property for $375,000. His friend bought it, Jerry Ball. And then they added another $43,000 for all they sold his airplane and other private property, of which there is no, quote, even baloney judgment. They just said, we're seizing it. Ain't that special. Back in a minute. We must take
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back. Now, you can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Okay, we're back here, and this is Ralph, and I'm sitting in for John, and talking about glad we're going to get onto some other ones here that are shocking. So anyway, Gladden is suing the mayor, the councilman, the judge, Teresi, Lloyd Chandler and Falconer out of Anchorage, that's a corrupt law firm. Brooks Chandler, another corrupt attorney. The trooper that showed up, that took him out under force of arm. The cops, the Dillingham cops. 21 people. Too hot to handle. Atkinson is representing Boyd Chandler and Falconer, which is the attorney that is supposed to be representing Dillingham. Well, of course, when they were a witness, to be a witness in a case, and a fact witness, they call them, obviously then they got to have another attorney firm come in there and represent them. So that they have Atkinson, they put in, we want a more definite statement of 75 pages. So I worked on it for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. I went up to 148 pages. I said, all right, you suckers, you want to, how about this one? And Atkinson withdrew their motion to dismiss, more definite statement. There are so many traps built into that one. They don't know what to do with it. It's an amended complaint. There's no objections to anybody. It's been sitting there for 73 days now. We put in an expedited consideration. That's one way to get these judges, these lazy reprobates, to move. And the judge, oh, this white, come forward and, oh, you didn't say you faxed it to him on such and such a date or something. I don't know, some rule. So we put that back in Monday. Said, okay, Vanessa White, you usurper. We got all that rule all covered now. And by the way, we're coming after you because we filed it, or Dave has. I'm going to say we. I'm doing the work, and he approves and disapproves, whatever. It's him, he's his name. Alaska Bar complaint filed with the governor, filed it into the court because we need a new usurper because there are none in Alaska. Come on down. And filed in for the, another expedited consideration. In Alaska, you have to put in a standard motion. And then you have to put in an expedited, and why you want it expedited. Well, I'd say after 73 darn days of nobody moving forward to get the complaint moving so we get an answer, I'd say we have a reason to move against them. I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't. There's nobody home in all of Alaska. Whole America, it's all gone. But we got to start standing up and taking these guys instead of being quietly ruled by these despots, because also in this thing, which I'm going to be filing another lawsuit, but I have one sitting in the Supreme Court right now on a moose issue, and they come out here in a moose vehicle issue, and they hauled me off to jail and wanted me to talk to them. I might get around and play. That's a good hoot to listen to that recording of that trooper. I wouldn't give them any information. And we're going to get into the next hour. I got to bring it up here, but about an IRS case, I won't identify the party. I'll at least grant them that. They've got a real hot issue going on the East Coast right now. It's one of many issues that can bring the IRS to a grinding halt, and they don't know what to do with it. But anyway, getting back to this one on the vehicle issue, I brought them because now that I finally can find out in Alaska, you can go down to the head DMV officer in Anchorage on Northern Lights or Benson, whichever it is, there by Minnesota, and go in there and get a copy of the MSO, Manufacturer Statement of Origin. We now have conclusive evidence. The originals are all sent from the dealer to DMV. Supposedly, they destroy them. But on the word is property. On the word is warrant the title, and on theirs there's no security interest. It's free and clear. You can do anything you want if you got that piece of paper. We never see it. Never see it. Most people have never seen one. I inadvertently in 1994 had one from a pickup that I got out of Montana, and a banker liked it, went ballistic, and I handed it over like a meek little dumb sheep. Here you go. You want your MSO? Oh, yes, boss. Just take it here and give me the loan so I can go on my way. Dumber rock. That was me. Well, I'm back. I fought that issue when I found out in the Anchorage ordinance it said that the tickets that the Anchorage police write are only over government-owned and driven vehicles. I got 84 traffic citations in 2 years fighting that issue. Being right, but I didn't have all the evidence to stick it to them. Well, I got it now, and I'm coming back with a vengeance. It's called theft by deception, is one of the many things. That is a felony in Alaska. If the amount is correct, yeah. If you ask for the property back, that's another crime. Hiding it. There's all kinds of great statutes, but until you get the evidence, they've stolen our vehicles. I go down there, I have certificates of title. It don't say property. It says, I am a what? Registered owner, which in their world means debtor. That's their definition of a registered owner, debtor. How the heck did I get to be a debtor if I thought I owned this thing, free and clear? It says I'm a legal owner, which means I'm taking care of somebody else's property. Well, you know what? I don't remember ever giving it away, and I don't remember ever being compensated. And it says there may be other security interests not shown. I know exactly what they're up to. I haven't proved that part yet. They're doing what they've done with these deeds of trust, mortgage-backed securities. They go and collateralize them and sell them amongst themselves and make money. They're doing it with vehicles, except nobody's ever taken it to court. Well, guess what? Ralph's coming. Just hang on, Bubba. I got this in the Supreme Court. That's got to be him a decision by September. But I'm going to go sue the municipality of Anchorage because they think I owe them $7,000. Default judgments. Quasi-criminal. I never could figure out what the heck is a quasi-criminal. They have special rules for crimes that are quasi-criminal. Violation and infractions, they call them. You can't go to the pokey, right? God, I think I went 6 or 7 times on misdemeanors. Every time they'd end up dropping them. Haul me to jail, take $1,000, play their little games. Come back. I am going to sue those suckers. I'm going to make it available for the people on my list that are want to donate to keep me afloat here so I keep the lights on. And it's going to spread. We know now, because of Dave Gladden, I had to work with him for about a week and a half, 2 weeks on FAA. I did not know how they stole the airplanes. I know they do. We're doing it. They do that on the bill of sale. The bill of sale says it's a full legal owner and equitable title. And the FAA, if you buy an airplane, you must surrender that original. They hold that original document. And then you get to have one of their proud numbers on the side. And then you get to bow down and kiss their tootsies and say, I like all your regulations. I don't mean to say that we shouldn't have regulations for safety and that. Absolutely not. But I don't want to be a slave. I want to do it where I'm in control. You're in control of our inalienable rights that we have done a limited delegation. And if we don't like it, we can pull it back. I don't want to be a slave with no rights. That's what we are today. Worse. I don't know what's worse. We have these fools and despots that are in office, but then we have the people that are swimming out here that are believing these people. That's what's even crazier yet. I know they don't know. I don't know everything yet, but I'm learning. And I do check things out, and I get my facts. I prove it. I can prove these things. I have the documents. They're stuff. You just got to know where to go find it. We don't own the vehicles. You're driving a state car. And when the United States gives a government-owned one, you owned by the United States, to the state of Alaska, guess what they transfer? State of Alaska doesn't get a certificate of title like you and me. They actually have a special document that says, we're giving you the property. So amongst themselves, they deal in property. When we get it, we are a legal owner taking care of their property. We're registered owners. We're debtors in commerce. And there's other security interests not shown. So right in this little two lines of their certificate of title, but they're collateralizing it. Ain't that just special? So obviously, if I'm driving the state's car, they could tell me to have a driver's license. I no longer have. You cannot have the right to travel if you have a registered automobile. If it's registered, you don't have the right to travel. They're not telling you. Can you bring that up and go, I got the first chance on that one now, finally, because I got a friend over here, Neil, that just got a pickup from one of my favorite buddies. And favorite cops that used to just pound the living daylights out of me. Do I not have, under Brady materials, the right to get evidence, the stuff that would impeach the cop and make him a liar? The cop is aiding and abetting and writing traffic citation over stolen property. And I can prove it. That makes him a crook, a criminal. He's a commercial mercenary, at best. The legislature is legislating that the dealer must surrender the property, the MSO, to keep the license from the state to DMV. That makes them criminals. That's a statute. That's what they call a statute. We're sitting in a land of thieves and criminals. And they're stealing our property, and they're controlling us, and we're going around like, what's going on? Well, how would we know? They don't teach any of this. They don't teach any of it. It's amazing. But then what's amazing is when you bring some of this truth out, these state people, they will lie their socks off. These attorneys will lie. They will do, it's just amazing what they will do. It's absolutely astounding what they'll do. Why do they do that? What causes people to do that? I don't know. I just really don't understand it. You would think that there'd be some honest ones out there. There are a few. When I was going after the we don't have preliminary examinations, no true probable causes in Alaska, I couldn't understand it. And I went down to Anchorage, and I had this high profile, big, powerful attorney. I was down there, and I was, you know, bringing this issue up, and he came over and he said, "Ralph, you're absolutely right." He said, "We don't do preliminary examinations where we have a witness come in and testify, the cop or whoever. We don't do that." He said, "There's no probable cause. Probable cause is a mixed issue of law and fact." He says, "We don't do it in Alaska." He says, "It's not going to ever get done. They moved it," which I don't know how, where they did it. In the federal side, they moved it into a rule of court in 1946. Just before they put in the bogus courts. I know what they did. He says, "You're never going to see it." So I said, "Well, this is ludicrous." He said, "Well," I said, "how do we get this changed?" He says, "It's up to you, the people." He says, "I'm not going to do it because I have a family and I've spent all these years and I got payments." And he said, "I got a lifestyle, and if I brought this issue up, I would lose it. They would take my license, because we're not allowed to speak these issues." Isn't that amazing? That's absolutely stunning. Rich in Alabama, down there in Mama Land. What's going on in Alabama?
Hi, Ralph.
How are you today?
Okay. Hey, earlier this morning I was going through some paperwork, GSA kind of stuff. And
I'm sorry, you have paperwork of what?
GSA, government schedule,
okay.
that type of stuff. Anyway, you were talking earlier about the OF 61.
Form 61.
It's for employees of the federal government.
That's correct.
It's their oath of office. I happen to be running through some older documentation on people that were in government service years ago, and it's an obsolete form now, but it was a 61-1 standard. Anyway, I was trying to find it, but I noticed that it said, it asked the question, "Are you a citizen of the United States of America?" So it's different from what it says now. It just says, "Are you a U.S. citizen?"
Well, actually, they have, and I have one from the Senate. It's a two-page document, and I've never been able to get one out of the House of Representatives. It's still current. I just got one out of Baggage's office. And on the second page, it says, "Are you a," and I quote, "citizen of the United States of America, lowercase c, citizen." Now, that citizenship status, being a citizen of the United States of America, is a traveling citizenship, which means you then can become domiciled into any of the several states. And therefore, you would become, in Alabama, a citizen of Alabama, because you want the law of the land of the Constitution of Alabama. That's what that's all about. And it still exists, and I'll try to find it. It's under, I'll try to find it here in a minute. I'll find it while you're on the air here. But I wish somebody would get one. I would like to see what the House of Representatives have, but we only have one representative up here, Young, and he's been in here since hell froze over. And the gal down there in his office has been there, and she knows me, and I'm not getting nowhere with her. She's not coughing up nothing. She's not going to give me anything. But you're right. But the one I'm talking about is separate from And it actually says they're an employee on the front of the senators, and everybody in their office has to sign. You know that?
No, I didn't. But, hey, Ralph, thanks for looking into that stuff. I listen, to my understanding, I mean, there's folks out there that are, they're lawyers, and, you know, they say that, you know, what you're doing, what you're looking into or digging into is just going to get you in trouble if you start claiming all this, patriotic myths kind of stuff, but,
it's not patriotic myth. If you want to hold on, we got to go to break here. We got to pay some bills for the sponsors. Back in a minute.
We must take America back.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. When we started out.
Well, we're back here, and Rich in Alabama, you still there?
Yes, I am, Ralph.
Okay, go ahead and finish up here. I forgot what we were talking about here. I was looking at that document. I got it here, and I can't find it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was looking for that document I just saw earlier this morning, but this, just to leave you with one last thing, I'm looking at what they call an I-9. The old I-9 was put out by the U.S. Department of Justice Immigration and Naturalization Service. It's a employment eligibility verification, and now it's by the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
I haven't looked at one of the new ones. That'd be interesting to look at.
Yeah, that's the difference between the two forms now. So, yeah, as I was saying earlier this morning, I saw an old 61, and it read, it's asked the question, are you a United a citizen of the United States of America? And now, as I say, it changed also, and now it says, it just asks, are you a U.S. citizen?
And that's not really defined. U.S. citizen is not defined. Citizen of the United States comes from 14 Stat 27, 1866, which said, would you like to have the same rights as a white citizen? That's still codified today in 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. You can go look it up on the Internet. Would you like to have the same rights as a white citizen? That's the definition of a citizen of the United States. 14 Stat 27 for the blacks put in, and it's for the fiction in law. Go ahead.
Well, that's all I wanted to leave you with, Ralph. I guess you can go on the Internet and just type in Form I-9 and see the latest version of what that is.
Oh, yeah.
And probably compare it with an old version. But,
I have an older one. You bet. I'll definitely look and see what they're up to. And Homeland Security is in reality another what's called independent establishment. They make regulations, and they have no force and effect of law, and Congress gives them a pass. Isn't that amazing?
Incredible.
But it's kind of a complicated issue, and I'm working on getting one lines put together in Adobe Illustrator to bring this issue up. So.
Well, hey, Ralph, anyway. Thanks for your service.
You betcha. Well, we're in there, and I'm telling you what, there's some things going to change before it's over yet. So, anyway, we've got Gladden's case going, and we're going to be talking here about a couple of other important things about the IRS, and also about the thing where they come in and took a child away from a parent and kick the parents out. Unbelievable. And what can the guy do about that? There are a lot of things to do if we just knew and get off our knees and go look. A guy could shut down all of these child custody cases by getting what's called the cooperative agreements. And we're going to talk about that next hour too. So it's just absolutely astounding. So anyway, we'll be going to break here in just a minute here, and I've got a couple files I'm going to play here, and we'll see how it turns out, and stay tuned because we've got some amazing stuff coming up on the IRS, too. They're cornered, and it's amazing what they're trying to do in this guy to this guy. I won't identify him, but we'll be back in a minute.
We must take